Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Hei, Amud Aleph, page 95, side 8. Hosom, over there when he sells a base kur, Hein Choser, whether it was missing from the measure of a base kur, or Hein Yoser, or whether there was extra, Omar Lei, he says to him, the seller, to the buyer at the time that he's selling him, that he should forgive on a measure which is not exact. And if he didn't, if it's not that he told him so, he would have to give him back any addition or any subtraction, as small as they are, because they agreed to purchase and to sell a base kur of offer, area offer of a base kur. That's their decision. And whatever is more than that is not included in the purchase. Miu, however, the forgiving is only said when there is a difference in the additions or the lacking up to la rivia, up to a quarter for each saw, because loy chashiv, it's a quantity that doesn't have importance. But when the difference is yosir mirivia, it's more than a quarter for each saw, that quantity's chashiv is important, and they did not speak about forgiving such a quantity. They came on the chazale, because all of these quarters together are fit litzarufei betishas kavim, to combine between all of them to become nine kavim. Havale arer chashivta ba'apenavshe. So then that's considered as a important property that stand alone by itself, because nine kavim is the smallest amount in the field. V'hadra, and therefore it returns when they make a calculation. So we go back to the main halacha, and he also gives back the quarters themselves. But by the fruit, since it is common and it's usual that there should be these tenoifes up to the quarter, it's possible that from the beginning he doesn't demand the quantity that up to the quarter. And if it happens that there is more tenoifes than a quarter, then it's sufficient by him sifting through only the extra. It says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra Chofei Yudalev, the Pasuk talks over there that V'chisim kirumim kol ha-misecho, ikonum yad ha-misecho, al toinu isha sochiv, that when you sell or you buy, you're not allowed to cheat one another, al toinu isha sochiv. And from here we learn that it's prohibited to sell or to purchase or to a purchaser, to a seller, or to one who purchased, to cheat one another, to trick one another in the prices. And from this braisa in the laws of Enoah, the Gemara brings now down to prove, like the first language, that it's by right for halacha that he has to return the whole thing. Toshma, come and listen. Ha'enoah, the amount of cheating, if it is pachus mishtus, if it's less than a sixth of the value of the deal, nikra mikach. So the deal has been a koina, and he doesn't have to return the difference of the amount that they were deceived. But what happens if the ino is yoiser mishtus? It's more than a sixth bottle mekach. So then the deal is off, and both of them can retract from the deal, from the sale. What happens if it's shtus? It's exactly a sixth. So then kono, then the deal is on. Nobody can retract from the deal, but nevertheless, umachzir eino, and whoever is the one that cheated, the buyer or the seller, has to return the amount that they were deceived. So the difficulty is, when we're talking about a sixth, or even more than a sixth, amai, why should he return the amount that he was deceived, or the whole deal should be off if it's more than a sixth? Lehadir, let him return only that portion that he was deceived, ad pachos mishtos, until it will remain to the amount which is less than a sixth, which is permissible, and then the deal will come through. So this tells us, Shema Mino, so this tells us, if we hear from this Braisa, like the first language, that kol heiche de boy lahaduri, wherever he needs to return, kula mehadir. He has to, if he needs to return from Iker Adin, he has to give back the whole thing. And the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, how could you compare this? Can you compare the, can't compare the case of forgiving by Ainoa when you were deceived to the forgiving of the Tanefis. Because Hosam over there, by when you were deceived, Me'ikara Shava B'Shava. At the time of the sale, the amount of the money that was given was valued to the value of the object exactly. So therefore, Amar Lei, so the seller said to the buyer, and that's why he agreed and he bought this object, is because of the price, what it is. And therefore, from the halacha itself, even really if it was less than a sixth, he should have returned him the what he was deceived. Miu. However, this amount of pachas mishtus, lo yidia b'mone, that is not recognizable in a deal. It seems almost like it's equal that they agreed upon. And a person would usually forgive this kind of being deceived. However, when the Eino is a shtus, it's a sixth yidia. That's something which is already recognizable in the deal. Person doesn't forgive on a deception of the amount of a sixth. And when it's yoser mishtus, and when the deception is more than a sixth, so then the change from equal for equal, the money for the merchandise, is so great that mikach tozu, that it's a mistaken deal, a bottle mikach, and the deal is off. But the tenaifus is found in fruit up to a quarter. And it's possible to say that all the time from the beginning, it is forgiven the quantity up to a quarter. And if we find that there is more tenefes, more than the quarter, it's sufficient that he will sift it down, only what's extra, but when it comes to the quarter, that he has to accept, the buyer has to accept. Another proof the Gemara is trying to bring to the first language, Toshma. Come and listen. A worker, Hamakabel Sode Mechaberoi, he receives a field from his friend. His friend pays him lita that he should plant trees in his field. Harizeh, so the owner of the field, mekabel olav, he accepts upon himself the missing of eser burias. If he plants 10 burias, 10 plantings that do not produce fruit, Lameya, for every 100 that he planted. And the worker does not have to plant others in their place, because the owner of the field forgives, because this is the nature of trees, that sometimes there is these barren trees, and this kind of a measure, 1 in 100, 10 in 100, is expected. What happens, Yoyser Mekan, if there is more than 10? Megalgun Olav Esakoyu. So then we pull upon him all, that he has to change all those trees that don't produce, and it's not sufficient for him just to change those that are extra over 10. So this is a clear evidence in the first language, that if you have to return, so then in Adin you have to return it all. The Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Hunabreid Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says, we can't prove from the case of planting, because Kol Yosar Mikan, any time that he needs to go ahead and plant, even because of one that is more than 10, kibolita mitchile dami. It's like a worker who's coming in the beginning of his work in the field. For sure he has to plant it all, because the condition for accepting the work is that he's going to plant the entire field. And a property that you can plant in it 11 trees, is already fit to be called a field. It's as if he's in the beginning of his job now. So how is he going to plant one tree and leave the rest of the field that is not planted? And therefore he's obligated to go ahead and plant all the trees that don't produce fruit. But up to the quarter of the tenaifis, it's something which is common and it is usual, and so it's as if he made up a condition for that. And it's possible that always from the beginning that quantity is forgiven up to a quarter, and when he returns whatever is more than the quarter, he already fulfilled this condition to give him a saw, and that is sufficient. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah, one who sells a martev shel yayin v'chulu, sells a cellar full of wine, so the purchaser accepts 10 kisosos for 100, and the Gemara is going to deal in the words of the Mishnah and explain when does he accept the kisosos. So the Gemara asks, hey Chidomi, how are we dealing with? What kind of a language did the seller say to the buyer when he sold it to him that we say that he accepted upon himself the 10 kisosos? Idom arle martev shel yayin, if he told him, I'm selling you a cellar with wine, stam, without stam, and you know, just without specifying a specific cellar from which he's going to supply him the wine, kasha. That's difficult to understand the Mishnah in such a situation, because in the Braisa, in the Gemara, we're going to learn that in such a case, he has to give him everything from the good wine and not no kishosis. And ido marle martiv zeshel yayin, but if on the other hand he tells him this specific seller from which he's selling him the wine, that also is kashya. Also that's difficult, because min hadin, it would seem that in this case the lekeach accepts them, even if all the barrels were kisosis, in other words, the bad wine. He didn't say the word yayin, but he says martiv zeh, and without telling him that what he's selling him is wine, is also kashir, because in that case, even if the barrels were total vinegar, the buyer has to accept it, as we'll learn in the Braisa later on. The Tanya, for we learn in the Braisa, one who says to his friend, Martir shal yayin ani mocher loch, I'm selling you a cellar with wine, but without assigning or specifying which particular cellar he's selling him. Noisin loy yayin shekula yofa, he must give him wine which is all good, without any kisosis. If he told the martiv zeshel yayin ani mocher loch, this particular cellar I'm selling you, noisin loy yayin ani mocher bechanus, then he gives him the wine that is found in the cellar, even if it was all kisos, just like wine that's sold in the marketplace. In the marketplace for workers, people who pass it by, they don't care so much the quality of wine. They get the kisosis. He told the martiv zeshel yayin ani mocher loch, this is called wine, he gets that. What if he tells the martiv zeh ani mocher loch, I'm selling you the cellar, he doesn't even say to him that it's wine. And then we say, afilu kulei chaymetz igiye, even if the entire cellar is full with vinegar, the boy is not vine anymore, spoiled wine, the deal is on. So with regards to what did our Mishnah say, that he can give him within 100 barrels of wine, 10 of them can be kisosis, this bad wine. Enter the Gemara, the Gemara answers, le'olam, really I will tell you that our Mishnah is talking about the omer le martiv shel yayin. Told him I'm selling you a cellar of wine. Stop. Without specifying which particular seller. And there is no question from what it's written in the Reisha of the Braise that in this case he has to give him all good wine. The Tonei Bereisha of the Braise, and you have to learn in the beginning of the Braise, in the words of the Reisha, and learn like this, that you give good wine, Umekabel Alov Eser Kisosis Lemeyo, that he has to accept upon himself the 10 kisosos for 100, as we have said in our Mishnah. So we have to add this, correct the price. So the Gemara asks this teretz on this answer, uvistom, and when he doesn't tell him which particular seller, me, mekabel, does in such a situation the purchaser accept upon himself the ten kesoses? But Rabbi Chiya learned in Tesefta Perik Vavalach Gimel, Hamoicher Chavis Yain Lechaveret. One who sells a barrel of wine to his friend, he said to him, a barrel of wine I'm selling you, without specifying a particular barrel. Noisin lo yain shekula yofe. He has to give him a wine which is all good. So the difficulty is, if when you sell a seller, stam, without specifying, you have to accept kesoses. Why do we say that if you sell a barrel to your friend, he shouldn't be allowed to give him a barrel of wine which is kesoses? And they might answer, Shani, that the din is different with chavis, by one barrel, the kulachat chamruhu, that the entire wine, that is, there is only one kind. Because if it began already to become kaisis, bad, the wine has begun to go, then everything goes. And since so, the understanding, when you say wine, means a good wine, and therefore he has to give him all good wine. But in a cellar which is distributed and divided amongst all these barrels, then he's allowed to give most of the kaisis. The Gemara answered that we should fix the ratio of the braisa, that a seller of wine that I'm selling you, he gives him wine that's all good, but he accepts upon himself 10 kesoses per 100. So the Gemara asked this answer, but Rav Zvid would say, learn this braisa, b'dvei Rabbi Yoshaya, in the basement of Rabbi Yoshaya, and so it was written there, one who says to his friends, Martiv shal yayin nimaycher loch, I'm selling you a seller of wine, it didn't say which seller, noisin la yayin shekule yofe, he gives him his wine, which is all good, without any kesoses. And if he told him, Martiv zeh shal yayin nimaycher loch, I give you this seller, noisin la yayin shekule yofe, he gives him wine that's all good, umikabel olav eser kesos ois lemeya, and he accepts upon himself 10 bad ones for each 100.